State Department of Environmental Conservation officials have been in Fairbanks this week sharing information and taking public feedback on a plan for getting the area into compliance with federal air quality standards. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The state plan focuses on reducing smoke from wood burning, which has been shown to be the primary source of fine particulate levels that often exceed federal standards during the winter. One of the proposed regulations would implement increasingly strict limits on visible emissions from chimneys as air quality degrades. Wood stove manufacturer Blaze King Industries Vice President Chris Neufeld was involved in development of the plan and considers smoke opacity regulation the best way to reduce pollution.
Opacity doesn't allow people to come into your home and look and see what you're doing. It just says what's coming out of your stack is not good for the environment, and we want to help you get around that, meaning the state or the borough.
Many North Star Borough residents have benefited from a subsidy program to upgrade to new stoves. Local wood stove dealer Kent Severn says it's disappointing to see stoves capable of low emissions putting out a lot of smoke.
When people commit to burning wood, I think they need to commit to the, you know, the lifestyle and make sure they're burning properly.
Severance also favors the opacity regulations in the state plan as the best way to enforce clean wood burning. The plan goes further by limiting new stoves to models with a specific EPA emissions rating and requiring wood sellers to disclose wood moisture content. The state plan is aimed at getting Fairbanks into compliance as soon as possible, but officials realistically expect that won't happen until 2019, when a project to bring affordable natural gas to Fairbanks reaches enough residents to encourage a switch to the cleaner burning heat source. At a Department of Environmental Conservation public hearing Wednesday, Fairbanks resident Owen Hanley suggested offering subsidized propane to get high emissions wood boiler operators to more immediately switch to gas.
I think it would be a win-win that those 400 or so wood boiler burners would now have the cheapest source of heat in Fairbanks. And the 99,000 of the rest of us would have clean air.
That would require funding from the state of Alaska. State Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole supports an even broader fuel subsidy effort targeting wood burners with backup oil-fired systems.
They need to make sure that we have oil that we can afford if they want us to shut down, you know, burning wood.
An unfunded subsidy program won't immediately make it into the state plan, which is due to the Environmental Protection Agency by the end of the month. But the DEC's Cindy Heil says the agency is working to incorporate public comment on its regulations and make the EPA deadline.
We're taking notes during the hearings. We're jotting down everything everybody tells us at the open houses. We have a lot of items coming in online, and so we are working those issues as we go.
Heil stresses that the plan will be a living document that can be updated with new emissions reduction programs after it's filed with the EPA. Final hearings on the air quality improvement plan are scheduled for Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau on December 17th. Public comment closes on the 19th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.